In view of the reply given by Minister, would the government similarly consider a differentiated guideline on retrenchment benefits, requiring an increase in benefits for companies with more than 25 workers above the government's prevailing retrenchment guidelines, rather than having a one-size-fits-all guidelines that extend the same recommended retrenchment benefits to companies both big and small, so that our workers receive equitable retrenchment benefits?
There are many reasons why the retrenchment exercise takes place. Imposing strict conditions such as legally mandating retrenchment benefit may affect the viability of companies who are already in financial difficulties and put existing employees, other employees who may still be in employment with the company at risk of also being retrenched if the company then gets into further financial difficulties by the fact that we mandate a certain requirement for monetary compensation that actually makes it difficult for them to actually even continue. The second reason, of course, is that mandatory retrenchment benefit may also result in employers becoming more hesitant to offer long-term or permanent contracts to employees. So the tripartite partners agreed on a balanced approach to issue guidelines instead, which stipulate the prevailing norms for retrenchment benefit quantum. And as mentioned in my reply, most employees today already receive retrenchment benefits in line with these tripartite guidelines.